ध्यायामूर्धवलावकुण्डनपतिं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। Krishna was comparing Sankhyam and Yogam, or Sannyasam and Karma Yogam. So he said that both aren't exactly different from one another, but both would lead to the final goal. And similarly, like Sannyasam, or internal as well as external Sannyasam, is part of Sankhyam or Jnana Margam, whereas Yogam or Karma Yogam is when a person maintains equanimity by offering all actions to Ishvara, knowing that everything is but one Lord alone. So Ishvara Arpana Buddhi, or offering things to Ishvara along with the knowledge that everything is Ishvara, that is Yogam, whereas Sankhyam is Jnanam, or having the knowledge. Through knowledge, knowing and contemplating that I am Brahman, thereby renouncing the entire world. Whereas in Yogam or Karma Yogam, a person with the thought of offering it to Ishvara, and by maintaining equanimity in his mind, he is no longer the Karta. So both ways, it is the same moksha that is attained. But Krishna said that his personal opinion is that Karma sannyasat karma yogo vishishyate. Dhan karma sannyasam karma yogam is greater. And it is because, like, for majority of the people, sannyasam is not that easy. And even if a person does sannyasam, he needs to have karma yogam. He needs to have not only karma yogam, but he needs to have yogam or samabhavana, samatvam yoga uchyate. So here Krishna says that, continues in the sixth shloka, he gives the reason as to why karma yogam or yogam is greater than karma sannyasam. Doing karmam with the thought of Ishvara, maintaining equanimity in the mind, is greater than karma sannyasam, because karma sannyasam is not easier. And Krishna says in the sixth shloka that for a person to do karma sannyasam, or even if a person is a karma sannyasi or a sannyasi, without yogam, perfect sannyasam is impossible. So perfect renunciation, when a person completely renounces the actions, all actions as well as the doers, that means he is having equanimity. And without the knowledge that everything is but one God, which is called yogam, without that yogam, sannyasam is very tough. It is really tough to do sannyasam. That is the reason why we find many people in the world who are sannyasis but still fighting over various things, various matters of the world. Like two sannyasis fighting over who is greater, like the famous incident where the Jyotirmat Sannyasi Shankaracharya, when the Jyotirmat Shankaracharya passed away, there was a huge issue as to who is the successor. People started, like various sannyasis started claiming that they are the disciples, they are the successor and all. Though all of them were sannyasis, they were disciples of Shankaracharya, yet they didn't have yogam, they didn't have karma yogam, they didn't have the thought, the knowledge that everything is Ishvara, they didn't have samabhavana in their mind. So samabhavana is not maintaining just one, like having peace of mind or maintaining no thoughts in the mind, but it is the thought that everything is Brahman, everything is Ishvara. That thought, if it is followed always, then that is called समभावना सर्वभूतस्थमात्मानं सर्वभूतानि चात्मनि ईक्षते योगयुक्तात्मा सर्वत्र समदर्शिनः. दिस सिक्स्थ चैप्टर कृष्णा सेज अबाउट अ योगी सर्वभूतस्थमात्मानं. इट इज द सेम एज यस्तु सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मन्येव अनुपश्यति सर्वभूतेषु चात्मानं ततो न विजुगुप्सते. वन हु सीज the self in all and all in self. So sarvabhutastam atmanam sarvabhutani cha atmani sarvabhutastam atmanam, the atman in all beings, and sarvabhutani cha atmani, all beings in the self. Ikshate sees yoga yukta atma, a person who is established in yoga, a person who has samabhavana, and sarvatra samadarshinah, he has samabhavana, that is yogam. So Krishna says in the sixth shloka, gives a reason as to why karma yogam or yogam is greater than sannyasam, because sannyasam also depends on yogam, whereas yogam would directly give sannyasam. So it's just his personal opinion about majority of the people in the world. So we can take any view, but both of them would lead to moksha, like even as Saguna Bhakti and Nirguna Bhakti would lead to moksha, but Saguna Bhakti is better for majority of people. Similarly, for majority of people, yogam is very important. So we can say sannyasam or sankhyam is just gaining knowledge through knowledge, trying to renounce things. But that would be very tough without yogam, without the ultimate knowledge that everything is Brahman, and the mental state of samabhavana as a result of the knowledge. So just Sankhyam or Sannyasam alone will not give us that Samabhavana, might or might not. Without this Samabhavana, Sannyasam, real Sannyasam or perfect Sannyasam would be impossible. Therefore, Yogam is better than Sannyasam. Sannyasastu Mahabaho.
Sannyasastu Mahabaho.
Dukkamaptum Mayogatah. Yogayukto munir brahma.
Yogayukto munir brahma.
Nachirenadigacchati.
Nachirenadigacchati.
So we know that sannyasam or sankhyam is renouncing everything, renouncing even the doer, whereas yogam is maintaining equanimity. So we can also, in a simple way, say that Sankhyam can be theoretical aspect, Yogam can be practical, but like both paths lead to moksha. But Sannyasastu, why is though Sankhyam and Yogam, Sannyasam and Karma Yogam both would lead to the same goal, Ekam Sankhyam Cha Yogam Cha. So both aspects are required. In Yogam, Sannyasam is inbuilt. In Yogam, Sannyasam automatically, or we can say implicitly, happens, whereas for a sannyasi, yogam is not implicit. It has to be explicitly performed. And a sannyasi who lacks yogam is not a real sannyasi. So sannyasam would need yogam. So sannyasastu mahabaho. O mahabaho. O Arjuna. Sannyasastu. Sannyasahatu. But sannyasam, though Sankhyam and Yogam are same, but sannyasam, dukkam aptum, aptum dukkam, is dukkam, tough to aptum, attain. So sannyasam is very tough to attain, ayogatah, without yogam. So that sannyasam wherein yogam is not there, is that means it is very tough to attain. So sannyasam, to attain sannyasam, yogam is better. It's not essential, we cannot say it is essential, but it is very tough. Without yogam, sannyasam is very tough. So it's like telling I can go to my office by walk, which is just 5 kilometers, but like if it is 5 kilometers, it is fine. Say it's 10 kilometers, so I can walk to office, but it is very tough. Therefore it is better to go by car or bus. So sannyasam is very tough without yogam. This is because, as I explained earlier, sannyasam is just renouncing everything. So we can renounce everything externally or internally, but still not have samabhavana. So samabhavana, or the thought that everything is Brahman, that is essential for renouncing. If we know that everything is Brahman, then we have automatically renounced nama rupam. That is real renunciation. So we may renounce objects of the world, but without knowing that everything is Brahman, we will not have achieved right renunciation. Right renunciation is when a person has renounced the nama rupam aspect and apprehended Brahman. So therefore, without yogam, without the knowledge that everything is Brahman, without that samabhavana, sannyasam is very tough. Real sannyasam, perfect sannyasam is very tough. Though we may attain sannyasam, we may say we have sannyasam, but it won't be perfect until yogam is there. So sannyasam is tough to attain without yogam. Therefore, yogam is greater. Therefore, I said that yogam is greater, because sannyasam is very tough without yogam. For a person who has yogam, he sees everything as one. Since he sees everything as one, therefore, there is no question of multitude. There is no question of renouncing, because everything is one alone. So Sankhyam or the Jnana Margam, we may assert everything to be Brahman. We may say, I am Brahman, everything is Brahman, but still it won't be implemented in practice. It won't, or it may not be implemented in practice. Whereas if we follow yogam, that means we have samabhavana. If we have samabhavana, then we are practicing it. Therefore, sannyasam or sankhyam without yogam is very tough. But a person who has yogam, so yoga yukto munihi. Munihi, munihi means mananashilat munihi. A person who has controlled his mind, who has gained knowledge. So we can say a person who is in the sankhya margam, who is a sannyasi. So such a person, yoga yukta munihi. A person who has controlled his mind through knowledge, through Sankhyam, through Sannyasam, and he has Yogam. So Yoga Yuktaha, who is endowed with Yoga or Samabhavana. Na Chirena. Na Chirena. Chirena means in long time. Na Chirena means very soon. Na Chirena Brahma Adigachati. Na Chirena. Within no time, Brahma Adigachati, he attains Brahman. He realizes Brahman. So Sannyasam is tough to attain without Yogam. But a person who has yogam, who has controlled his mind, he may be a sannyasi or not, but he will very soon attain Brahman. It is very soon attaining Brahman, because a person who is a yogi, a person who has samabhavana, samabhavana is Brahman. That is Brahma, attaining Brahman. Therefore, the very next moment, he will become Brahmajnani. Whereas a person who has done sannyasam, either internal or external, because generally sannyasam is meant as external sannyasam. So a person who has done sannyasam, he may or may not have realized Brahman. Because there are many sannyasis who have taken robe for various reasons. They have taken robe, they have learnt about Brahman, but they haven't experienced Brahman. Whereas a person, a yogi, will very soon get into Brahman. So Munihi can be like, can be one interpreted as a sannyasi, but the apt meaning would be a person who has controlled his mind. So a person who has controlled his mind, thereby he has yogam, or by controlling the mind he has introduced yogam. So a muni need not be yoga yukta. A person who has just controlled his mind can be a muni, or is a muni. Whereas a muni with yogam is a person who has controlled his mind and diverted it to see everything as Brahman. Such a person very soon attains Brahman. Whereas a sannyasi, it is very tough to attain Brahman without yogam. Therefore, I said that yogam is better or greater than sannyasam. That which is easier to attain, that which is easy for majority of people in the world, that which can be attained without much pain, that is of course the better way of doing things. And how do you say, so Arjuna might ask, how do you say that a person with yoga realizes Brahman soon? How, and like, as he himself said that sannyasam and karma yogam are one and the same. That means both have to merge at some point of time. For a sannyasi, yogam cannot come indirectly, it cannot come implicitly, but it has to be explicitly followed, and it's very tough without yogam. Whereas for a yogi, it comes automatic. So Krishna says in the next shloka as to how a yogi automatically follows sannyasam and he attains Brahman very soon. Yoga yukto vishuddhatma
योगयुक्तो विशुद्धात्मा
विजितात्मा जितेन्द्रियः
विजितात्मा जितेन्द्रियः
सर्वभूतात्मभूतात्मा
सर्वभूतात्मभूतात्मा
कुर्वन्नपि न लिप्यते.
कुर्वन्नपि न लिप्यते.
So what happens to a person who is endowed with yogam? Yogam, we have to understand or remember that yogam or karma yogam both are samabhavana. So karma yogam, we can say that Krishna says about karma yogam as karmanyevadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana and all. But still, real karma yogam is when a person has samabhavana. He has samabhavana, therefore he offers everything to Ishvara. Therefore, he has knowledge or he has steadiness of the mind. So karma yogi is a person who is unaffected by karma, who offers actions and who doesn't crave for fruit of action, both of which is possible only by having the mind as steady, and steadiness of the mind is called yogam. Therefore, karma yogam in general means yogam or samabhavana. Any person who has samabhavana, he is a karma yogi because he does actions as an offering. He doesn't get affected by actions. So yoga yukto, a person who has yogam, who is endowed with yoga, vishuddhatma. Yoga means samabhavana. Because of that samabhavana, vishuddhatma. So here the word atma has to be interpreted as the mind. So vishuddhatma. So vishuddhatma, it is very pure. So his mind has been purified. A person who has yogam, his mind has been purified. Vijitatma, he has got control over his mind. He has won over his mind. And jitta indriya, since he has controlled his mind is pure, his mind is, he has controlled his mind, he has won over his mind. Therefore, jitta indriya, he has overcome. He has control over the indriyas as well. He has won over the war between indriyas. That means his mind is, mind along with sense organs is completely under his control. Not only that, because of yogam, sarva bhutatma bhutatma, he sees himself as the self in all beings. He sees himself as everything. He sees everything as himself. He sees everything as one. There is no dvaita bhavam. There is only advaita drishti. And since he has an advaita drishti and he has total control of his mind as well as his mind is pure, therefore kurvan api. So therefore, even if or even though he may do action or he is doing action, kurvan api, though he does action, still api, still na lipyate, he doesn't get affected by the actions. So a sannyasi tries to get away from all actions so that he is unaffected by actions. He renounces all actions, thereby he doesn't get affected by actions. But that is not perfect sannyasam, because yogam has to be part of sannyasam, else sannyasam doesn't become perfect. It is very tough without yogam to make sannyasam perfect. But a yogi has control over his mind, he has control over his sense organs, and he considers everything as one. Therefore, though he does actions, he knows that he is not the doer. How does he know that he is not the doer? Because he has control over the mind. So the when a person doesn't have control over the mind, then actions may be performed and the mind will bind the person to the actions. So that is lack of samabhavana. When the mind is not under control, it will force you to think. It will force you to get attached to things. So when you do an action, you will get attached to the action if the mind controls you. But a yogi controls the mind. He has control over the mind. Therefore, the mind doesn't bind him to actions. Therefore, though he does actions, he is not affected by it. So you yourself understand, or you yourself find out whether renouncing actions or doing yoga, meaning indirectly doing actions but still being unaffected. A sannyasi doesn't do actions, therefore he doesn't get affected. Whereas a yogi does actions, still is unaffected. So you can find out which is greater. So you say that yogi doesn't get affected. Na lipyate. So you say that he has a pure mind, he has control over the mind, he has control over sense organs, he sees everything as one, he does actions but still isn't unaffected. How is it that he does action but still is unaffected? How is that? How does that make sense? How can you say that is logical or plausible that he does action but still isn't affected? So he does actions but he is not tainted by actions. So the reply to that Krishna says in the next two shlokas. Naiva kinchit karomiti.
Naiva kinchit karomiti.
Yukto manyeta tattvavit.
Yukto manyeta tattvavit.
Pashyan srinvan sprishan jigran. Ashnan gachan swapan shwasan.
Ashnan gachan swapan shwasan.
Pralapan visrajan grihnan.
Pralapan visrajan grihnan.
Unmishan nimishan api.
Mishan nimishan api.
Indriyan indriyarteshu.
Indriyan indriyarteshu.
Vartanta iti dharayan.
Vartanta iti dharayan.
So here Krishna says, how a person with yoga, a person endued with yoga, does action but still is unaffected by it. He is unaffected by the actions because, as I said, he is not controlled by the mind. So he can have any thought that he wants. So what is the thought that he maintains? Naiva kinchit karomi. Naiva kinchit karomi. I am not doing any action. Though he does action, still internally he says, I as the self am not doing any action. Naiva kinchit karomi. Naiva kinchit karomi. I am surely not doing any action. Iti manyeta. Sorry, iti yukto manyeta. Iti yuktaha, yoga yuktaha. Person who is endowed with yoga, such a person manyeta. He takes this view, he maintains this view. And who is this person? Tattva Veda. So this yogi is a person who has knowledge, who knows the tattvam. So samabhavana is kind of impossible without knowledge, because the knowledge that everything is Brahman, everything is an illusion in Brahman, whatever we see is Brahman, Namarupam is Mithya, everything is Brahman, that is essential for yoga. So Tattvavid, he is knower of Tattvam, the Tattvam that everything is Brahman. So whatever is seen in the world, whatever happens in the world is only an illusion in Brahman. A person with that knowledge, such a person knows that he as the self doesn't do any action. Then if he doesn't do action, then what are the activities that are happening? How does he consider actions as happening? Indriyani. Indriyani, the indriyas, indriya arteshu, the indriyas, indriya arteshu vartanta. The indriyas reside or get into indriya arteshu, into indriya arthas. So the sense organs get into sense objects. Iti, thus dharayan, thus he maintains. So he maintains two thoughts in his mind. And that's how he does action, but is unaffected. So he has the thought that he is not the doer, because he is the ever-present Sakshi Atman who alone is there. And since he is the Paramarthika Sat, he cannot be tainted, he cannot be associated, he cannot be affected by the Vyavaharika Artham, Indriya Artham. Therefore, that is the first thing. Therefore, I am not doing any action. And whatever activities are happening, that is because of sense organs coming in contact and residing or taking resort to sense objects. Sense organs falling into sense objects, that is what is really happening. That is karma. So with respect to karma, he does action with the thought, with the two thought, that one, I am not doing any action, I'm not doing anything at all, because I am the Sakshi Atman. Whatever actions are happening are because of sense organs residing or getting into sense objects. And the actions, Krishna illustrates many actions here. So whenever Pashyan, Srinvan, Pashyan, seeing, Srinvan, listening, Sprishan, touch, Jigran, smelling, Ashnan, eating, Gachan, walking, Swapan, sleeping, Shwasan, breathing, Pralapan, Visrijan. So Pralapan, Visrijan. So Pralapan, Visrijan is when Visarjanam, I think Pralapan is moving your mouth or something like that. Grihnan, when he attains, so you can clarify as to what is Pralapan, the meaning of Pralapan. Unmission, Nimission, so moving the eyebrows and other things. So some actions have been illustrated here. Just that while the such a yogi, he is doing all the actions, he maintains the view. While doing all this, or while performing all these actions, he maintains the view that he is not the doer, and indriyani, the indriyas take resort to indriya artham. Indriyas reside in indriya artham. Indriyas come in contact with sense objects and they take the shape of the sense object in their mind. So that is what happens. Therefore, and this is possible, it is possible to have this view because he is able to control the mind. So he is able to control the mind, he is able to control the sense organs, therefore he is not bound by either of them. He is in total control of sense organs, which are the instruments, and the mind, which is the doer behind the sense organs. He controls both of those, therefore he maintains these two views always. Since he maintains these two views always, therefore kurvanapi na lipyate. Therefore, though he does actions, still he is unaffected by it. And because of that reason, for a yogi, he very soon attains moksha, because he already has sannyasa. He is already a renunciate. So this is the reason why Krishna said, Nyeyasya nitya sannyasi yona dveshte na shochati. So a person who doesn't get affected, kurvannapi na lipyate, he doesn't get affected and he is not the doer. Therefore, he is unaffected by both actions and their fruits as well. Therefore, he is sannyasi. Since he is a ever sannyasi, therefore he very soon realizes Brahman. But a sannyasi, an external sannyasi, might renounce the world, renounce actions, renounce activities, renounce craving for fruit, but still without yogam, attaining Brahman is very tough, as we see in the world. We'll continue with the next shloka in the next day. Hari Om.